Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, I want people around to know that you are here. You are better than the governor of Benue State.
That's right.
Whether you like it or you don't like it. How many of you have gone abroad for any medical treatment before? But see you. Look at you. You are better than some people. Let me not mention before they sack you. But you know who I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You put on your feet. Let's welcome Jesus. See, if you have not called him any name, please help me and call him. Are you hearing me? I will not take your prayer, but please help me and say something to him. Call him the name you have not called him before. The name you have never called him before. And even if it is possible, manufacture a name and call him by that name. You know the meaning. Worship him. By him, in him, because he is alive and because he lives, you will trust him, you will see the future with the selfless today, today and forever. He's a victim from the kind of way we go, but he's still safe. He's mighty. He's the one that swallowed the depths. He swallowed the heights. He's the one that swallowed the depths.
Thank you.
and boast all things before master, knowing something. One that partakes the wisdom of the wise and make a rich. Raise the poor out of the dunghill and make them to sit with kings. If I say I know your size, I'm making noise. If I say I know the depth, I know the height, I'm just making noise. That the one that you trace on has to trace all wisdom. But nobody can be able to trace your wisdom. Lord, I worship you. How before you, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. I give you all the glory that belongs to you. I join my brethren with all the angels and the saints in heaven to say you are worthy. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this thing. Hallowed be your name. Father, thank you for this. I thank you for the success so far. Even as we go further, Lord, we thank you for what you are about to do. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Amen. Can I have people that are glad and rejoice in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I want to appreciate God, servants, whether you are brother, whether you are bishop, whether you are pastor, we go meet for heaven. And we'll know who gets title. Eh? It is not about the title, it's what you were assigned to do and you did it well.
That's correct.
And I'm believing that when we meet there, we will know better. So I give God the glory for him. This is a man that the devil is afraid, even though he cannot say it outwardly or physically. So I thank God for what God is using him to do in Benue State. And I give God the glory for his vision. I want to appreciate God for him giving me this opportunity. When I entered here, he told me, I am hosting you. I say, yes, sir. I lost the right of being whatsoever in this house until these 3 days finish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thank God for that. I want to appreciate God for the team that have decided to invite me. You know, if you don't have a team that have come together and to work as one, things may not go further. So what you are seeing today and what you will see tomorrow is the leadership, the team that God has put together. So the name of the Lord be praised in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank God for his first lady in the house. You're welcome, man. God bless you. And I also want to appreciate God for my own first lady. She's here too. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Well, by the grace of God, I will not take your time. But I will be raising funds. Don't ask me the kind of funds until I finish. Hallelujah. Just wait. I will finish. When I finish, you know the fund I'm raising. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll be raising a raising fund in this program today. After my message, you know the kind of fund I want to raise. But by the grace of God, I've been given a topic for us to study and for us to learn together under his presence. And it is titled, Provoking the Miraculous Through Praise. Provoking the Miraculous Through Praise. Hebrews chapter 13. We'll be studying together from verse 15 of Hebrews. I'll be bothering you with a lot of scriptures because this particular topic is too vast. So it's a teaching. But within the few seconds and minutes I have been given, I believe God that He is going to help me to touch the most essential things. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Are we there? Are we there together? By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name. When I read my Bible, I discover that Solomon offered a kind of sacrifice to the Lord, and God sent fire. Amen.
Amen.
Fire came down from heaven, and the priest could not offer because Solomon gave a particular offering to the Lord. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of animals, good ones. I also read in my Bible, the Bible says, Noah, after the flood, he gave an offering unto the Lord. And the Bible says, when God had a sense, he smelled the fragrance of that offering, it makes him to say, I counsel every cause upon the land. There are many offerings in the Bible, as you can read. We may not have time. But I wonder why the writer of Hebrew will not want us to follow suit. In fact, to follow the procedure that others have laid. He came to a point in his journey with God and said, no, it is time to offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. By the leadership of the Holy Spirit tonight or this evening, there are some things I will want you to understand here in this place. That you are either a worshiper or a gossiper. You are either what? A worshiper or what? A gossiper. There are many people who don't know who God is. There are many people, even though they go to church, they don't have the right knowledge about who God is. And because of that, they give him what does not befit his personality. And I think that was one of the reasons why the writer of Hebrew, probably is Paul, according to some Bible scholars, others say it's Luke, but I'm sure it's Paul. Coming to a point in his journey, he said, I don't want to be a gossiper. I want to be a worshiper. And he wants the church to be worshippers. People that will praise the name of the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth. The God that has all things in his hands. And no one will take it out of his hands. No one. Why I said there are many gossipers in the house of God today is because when you have a short sight or a very small size of knowledge about God, you will worship him according to that knowledge. Am I making any sense? Anyone that is a gossiper will always go by rumor. They worship God according to what the pastor says. They worship God according to what men says. They don't worship God according to their encounter with the God. If you encounter God, you will honor him better than when somebody tells you about him. So if we are talking about provoking the miraculous through praise, you must know that God is expecting you to come to the realm of becoming a worshiper and not a gossiper. Coming to the to a particular realm, to a new realm of encounter, of getting your knowledge about him day by day, so that you can praise him better than what you did yesterday. Can I have a better amen?
Amen.
So what is provoke? To provoke. When I was a child, we were opportune to be blessed to live with our grandmother. And in fact, all of us, nearly all of us that were cousins, we lived under the same roof. I remember that my mom also sometimes used to be around. My aunt was there. And then, when they give us food, we are not satisfied. Form a line. The first one will come and say, Mommy, thank you. Grandma, thank you. Auntie, thank you. They will go. Go and stand the other in the back. And when that land exhausts, the first one will still come again. Mommy, thank you. And we continue until they discover that something is wrong. I don't know whether you are understanding what I'm trying to say. Mommy, thank you. We will say it more than 10 times. Then when they discover that we are not satisfied, they say, are you okay? We say, no. Then they will gather us again. We have been able to provoke that of the bunch. Are you understanding me at all? Hallelujah. So you can be able to provoke God that same way. What does it mean? To stir God to action. To stir him to action. In another way, to do a thing that will excite his mind. To excite his mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following me? To ginger him, to stimulate God. To stimulate him. You know, there is nothing that sweetens the heart of God when you tell him about who he is and what he can do. What he can do. So, from the scripture where we read, we have discovered that Paul is saying that we as children of the living God should stir him. Stir him down. What is the miraculous? The word miraculous, if you want to know the real definition, is miracle. Miracle. And then what is miracle? It is not just a sudden happening, just like some people define it. But to me, I define it as a divine interference and interruption. Interference and interruption with the physical things and with the natural things, cutting across the normal life of people. You know, when heavens come down, it breaks protocol, breaks things, interfere with what was normal and makes it abnormal. That's miracle. That's miracle. It is normal that somebody at 90 years will not give birth to a child. Am I making any sense? But when the supernatural cut across the natural, what happens? A woman of 90 years will give birth to a child. Woman of 90 years will give birth to a child. It's not just sudden happening, but it is the divine cutting across the human nature of man. So I want you to understand that when we are talking about provoking the miraculous through praise, we are saying that you as a child of God should stare God until he cut across your normal way of life and raise you to a level where people will begin to envy you. We have prayed here a lot of prayer. But I heard God saying to me that there are some battles you don't need to fight by yourself. Just praise me like God's servant was saying. Say, bring me to the ring. And for you to bring a giant, a champion to the ring, you must hail him. I don't know. Are you understanding me? You must hail him. Call him names. While they are calling him names, even if he was sleeping, he will wake up from his sleep and say, what do you want from me? And when he comes into the ring, remember, your mountains will be taken over. And I'm declaring in this mountain, no mountain will stand before you again. Your problems have been solved because you have decided to stir the King of Kings even to action today. Shout a better amen. Look at Psalm 49. I want to read Psalm 29. Psalm 29. Are you there? Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. That is it. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Give it to him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory. Thunder it. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is power plus full. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like calf. Like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hills to carve and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord seated upon the throne. Yea, the Lord seated king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Six things I saw there while I was reading. Then it says, when you praise the Lord, number one thing that God will do, he will visit your waters. Waters of affliction. There are many waters in the Bible. If you read the word of God very well, you discover that most times when the Bible talk about waters, most especially here, it is not just talking about this small water to drink. It's talking about a sea, and the typology of what is called sea in the Bible is troublesome situation. It's something that troubles your life. And the Bible says, first and foremost, when you give God glory, when you praise him according to how his size is, according to the capacity of his nature, the first thing he does is that he will descend to your own troublesome situation. He will visit it. There is no trouble that can be able to withstand the size of your God if you know how to praise him.
Hallelujah.
There is no trouble. Ask Pharaoh, he will tell you. Of course, he's speaking in hellfire today. Ask Nebuchadnezzar, he will tell you. That is the only God that can turn a human being to grass. Sorry, to ox, so that he will eat grass. Yes. Because a Daniel was there, and he was a troubler to a Daniel with his idol. You know, the best way to humble and humiliate somebody who is troubling you is to go into praise. Going to praise. Behave as if you are not hearing him. Let God hear his noise. Sennacherib was making noise one day. He said, let me see the kind of God that is going to save you. They went to the altar, presented his letter to the altar. After presenting the letter to the altar, God says, you are going to worship me. He worshiped him. And the Bible says, it was in his own altar that his own children killed him. So God can be able to turn the children of your enemy against themselves, and even against the very enemy. Somebody say better amen.
Amen.
So I don't know what you came in with here, but I know that your trouble is about to be settled.
Amen.
So when we raise our phone, you know why I'm saying we are going to raise fund today.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Number two, the Bible says, I think verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Anything that is standing as a king in your life, God will visit it.
Amen.
I am the Lord, I will not share my glory with any man. That's why it says the voice of the Lord. The Bible says, where the voice of a king is, there is power. Is it not like that? So when you hear that the voice of the Lord is powerful, what is he saying? He's saying that there is a king that has been speaking with power in your life. But there is a voice that will speak more powerful than the voice of the power in your life. Oh my God. Are you understanding me? That's exactly what we are talking about. The voice of God speaketh with majesty. So I believe by the grace of God, that the wonders we are talking about has begun already. If you know what God is into. You know, the problem with many of us, before I go further, is that when we come to the house of God, we look at the people that are talking. We don't tune our antennas. Tell somebody, tune your Bluetooth. Open it. And then pair with the spiritual. You are not talking to me again. Say, pair with the spiritual. Something is about to enter into your spiritual phone, into your spiritual memory. Are you hearing me? And that thing will change your life forever. Shout a better amen.
Yeah!
Now look at verse 5. The voice of the Lord does what breaketh the cedars. Sometimes when you read the Bible, you think that what you just see in the physical, the Bible said the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. When the children of God were about to enter Canaan, there were these groups of people that were so high, as tall as cedars. That's what the Bible described them. So the writer of this particular passage indirectly was saying, or is saying to you, that when you hear the voice of God, tall giants can become like grasshoppers. Oh, are you hearing me? They become grasshoppers. So here the Bible says, the voice of the Lord breaketh cedars. All the giants that were standing against the children of Israel, he broke them down. So what are we talking about? That the strong man and the stronghold in your life, in this mountain, it will be broken in Jesus' name. Yeah. Verse 6, he maketh them also to skip. Let's just jump down to verse 7. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. Flames of fire. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yes.
Eh? That fire was a fire of affliction. I don't know who might have taken your certificate into the spiritual realm to be born in so that you will not get the job. But hear me today, the voice of the Lord is going to visit you. I don't know, some of you here, there's something that has been going on in your health. They have taken your health somewhere and they are burning it. Anytime they set that fire on your health, you begin to witness some negative things about your health that even the doctors cannot discover. Today, the voice of the Lord is going to visit you. What is that affliction? The Bible says, I was surprised. Three guys went into the fire, but the king started seeing four people. Four people. And not only that. That even when the king said, come out, no smoke was felt. Nobody could smell the odor of smoke in their clothes. Why? Because the voice of the Lord went and told smoke and said, if you even dress near one fire, and said, if you try it, that even when these guys come, in fact, manufacture special, scents, and give to them when they come out, so that they will look very special. They are my children.
Hallelujah.
They are my children. So touch not my anointed. Do my prophet. Do now. Fire can fear you when you carry your God into the same place where the devil wanted you to die. Fire will fear you. Fire will fear you. Who is fire? Your father is fire himself. Your father is a fire himself. We talk about God as the lion of the tribe of Judah, but we don't know that your God is a fire. He thunders with fire. And anytime his fire showed up, no power will be able to stand. I'm believing that today God's fire is going to quench every fire that is standing against you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So when you go down, the Bible says the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Shaketh the wilderness. Another trouble that they had when they were coming from Egypt was the issue of dryness. The desert is a place of dryness. Dryness. But you see that if you read your Bible very well, God went to the wilderness and made it to become a special laboratory for his children. You know, it is only in laboratory that you can grow some special species of varieties of agricultural products and also scientific products. Am I making any sense? Yes, it is in a laboratory. Now, this is what God did. He went there, caused that particular place to become like a laboratory. Their clothes were growing. Clothes were growing. Shoes were growing. Are you understanding me at all? Shoes were growing. Hairs. Anytime the thing grow beyond size, God will kill it. Are you understanding me? Half a million people, I'm talking of the miraculous now. Half a million people were in that same wilderness. They never lacked food. The Bible says that they said, we want to eat meat. God says, eat meat, no problem. I'm going to see quails from nowhere that cannot fly. Quails, go and study them. They cannot fly. Overnight, they started flying. And where were they going? They were not going to any nation. They were going to the wilderness. And when they arrived in a particular spot, they landed on the ground. God told them, you are going to eat until the particular meat you are looking for come out of your nose. Only in the wilderness. Somebody said, the voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
And I'm saying that that voice is going to stop your dryness from today in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So look at verse 9 again. The voice of the Lord maketh a hinge to scar. What is he talking about? Every kind of barren situation that you have been into, the voice of the Lord is going to visit it.
Amen.
And that's what the Bible says. It's going to turn it to become like a forest, a fruitful forest. Fruitful forest. So listen to me, children of God. Learn how to praise God. Two women were married to one man. Are you ready to hear my story? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Married to one man. And the other one was very jealous. The other one knew very well that the one that was jealous has won the husband, so she had nothing to do, only to manage her children. Now, this is what happened. One day, she went to the farm, although there have been many troubles anyway. But one day she went to the farm. This jealous one wanted to look for trouble so that the husband would drive her. She went and then, see biggest crater. In the farmland, this woman wanted. So when this woman came and discovered this excreta, quickly said, God, I thank you for this marriage. I'm not telling you Nigeria film life. Father, I give you glory for this marriage. I don't have money. My husband is not having money to buy me fertilizer. But I give you glory for giving me manure. The other woman was hiding here, seeing her. So when the children were not happy with this woman, they left her. She went and gathered them. Do you know that before she came back, that manure was packed? Guess what? It was thrown back in the other place. Who did it? The same woman who excreted there. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Now, one day, I don't know how the wisdom came to this woman. She woke up, came out, and called the daughter. I am going for meeting. As I'm going, you know very well that my husband has money anyway. He has given me money. So, make sure that as you cook, you treat him very well. There is meat here, there is that there, there is that there. My husband has given me the... No day that the husband gave her money. But every day she keep praising this man as if the man has been so good. Do you know that this jealous woman one day just packed her load because of this praising character of this the other woman?
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Mm.
Sometimes you lack wisdom to handle your problem. Listen, there are battles you don't need to fight. Praise God and you see them settle.
That's right.
Praise him. He will come into it. So I'm believing that God is going to help you in this situation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, we are saying that the fastest way to call your attention and to know God's intention is to praise him, to worship him. He was telling me that if you want to see my worship, everybody say worship.
Worship.
W-A-R-O-S-H-I-P. That's what I'm trying to say. I told you I'm not a good English student. So you pronounce it yourself. If you want to see my worship come down, worship me. Worship me. Second Chronicle, the Bible says, Jehoshaphat was asked to worship the Lord. Is it not so? Is it not unthinkable? Is it not foolishness to carry choir and go to Boko Haram? Am I making any sense at all? Who is a soldier here? Can I see your hand up? Okay, sir. God bless you. I hope you used to go like that. You go and stand and say, clap. Let's. Everybody say, Baba. Somebody say, Baba. Have you not been doing that? Why? Try that. You will know whether you will be the next person that will die or not. But that was what God suggested. God's suggestion may not mean anything to you, even in this season. Like we are talking about worship wonder. It may not mean anything to you, but he knows what he means. He knows what he himself meant when he said, praise me, worship me. When he said, provoke me to action. He knows what he meant. So you need to do it.
There are promotions that are coming for you.
Amen. Are you understanding me?
Amen.
There are divine visitations that are coming. So that's why I'm saying, if you want to see angelic worship, you must need to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship Him. Make sure that He knows that you are worshiping Him. Even if He's not aware, let Him be aware. Let the angels tell Him. Let the angels tell Him. Even if He's not aware, let the devil go and tell Him and say, stop your servant, He's disturbing me. Do it. And any time you do like that, you will discover that God is going to give you what you never dreamt of or imagined. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How then is the nature of the worship that will provoke God? I'll be probably stopping here so that I raise my phone as I say. Number one, a praise with purity. Somebody say a praise with purity. Psalm 24 verse 3 says, Psalm 24 verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Into the hill of the Lord. Or who shall stand in where? His holy place. Who? He that hath clean hands and what? A pure heart. Make sure that your praise is always pure. A lot of us, you know, there are some people that believe that when you come into the house of God, it doesn't matter what you have done, just give Him praise. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. Yes, God likes praise. But He has choice. Has choice. So even if you go and defile your hands and defile your heart and then come and give Him praise, He might receive it because it belongs to Him. Paul says, whether by pretense or whether by griot or whether by reality. Forgive me for using that grammar. Christ is preached. So whether by pretense or whether by reality, praise, He receive it because it belongs to Him. But hear me very good. If you want to provoke God, give Him a praise that is pure. A praise that is pure. Let Him know that your heart is pure. Your hands are pure. Don't defile your heart. Don't defile your hands. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Number two, a praise about His potency. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. Who was that? It was Paul and Silas. Acts chapter 16 from verse 25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. When you are praising God, praise Him according to His potency, His power. Let Him know that you are there. Hallelujah. Let Him know that He has power. Let Him know that He has power. Don't praise Him as if you are trying to, you are suggesting or you are assuming. No. Praise Him like somebody who has power over your situation, over your mountain. Somebody is dead and they say, let's worship God. Does that make sense? Doesn't make any sense. But when you worship Him, you are telling Him, I know that you can stop death from manifesting in this vessel according to the size of His power. So I want you to understand that even in the situation where Nigeria is passing through, we can change it here.
That's correct.
Oh my God. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
We can change the situation of Nigeria here. We can. We can. If only you know that God has power. He is the one that riseth king up and bring them down. He has that power. So praise Him according to His potency. Praise Him, number three, according to His personality. Personality. You know, listen, there is a difference between these two. Sometimes God may show His power, but He's not there. The Bible says Elijah was on the in one of the mountains because he was being pursued by Jezebel, and there on top of the mountain, there was earthquake, there was fire. That signifies the works of God. Is it not so? But when Elijah went, viewed, God was not there. God was not there. So you may see God's power sometimes.
sometimes, but his presence is different from his power. His presence. So we need to bring his presence. That's why I love a song that says that I am not worshiping you because of your power. I am worshiping you because of who you are. Because of who you are. Not for your miracles, but for who you are. Am I saying miracles are not good? They are good. They are good. They are the things that really describe the kind of God we serve. But hear me and hear me very good. Go beyond miracles to encounter the God of the miracles. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Number four, praise him for your prophecy. Mary was told that she's going to deliver a child without a man crossing her. How possible would that look like? So she has heard the prophecy. What she did quickly was to pack her bag, carry her Ghana must go, and went to where Zachariah, the husband of Elizabeth, was staying. And when she arrived there, Elizabeth started praising God. While Elizabeth was praising God, Mary also joined in the praise. My soul magnified the Lord. That brought the prophecy. After the praise, what did Elizabeth say? He said, when I saw you, the babe in my womb leaped while they were praising God. Now, let me tell you what it means. It means that deep collect unto deep. Spirit were talking to spirit. I don't know whether you're following me. The spirit or the child that was in the womb of Elizabeth was speaking to the prophecy in the womb of Mary. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Praise him for that. While Mary was praising God, not knowing how it's going to happen, there was a reaction. There was a reaction. Lift up your right hand. God is going to bring the things that you never saw before, the unseen, they are going to manifest physically. In your life, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number five, praise him with his people. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him with his people. Paul and Silas were together. The praise was moved. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase how many? 10,000. If in prayer it works like that, then in praise it will work more. To work more. They're praising together. And things change. Number six, a praise of his possibility. We did not know that Abraham composed a song until when I read Romans chapter 4, 17 to 21. The Bible said he did not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. The next point is that he gave what? Glory to God. Giving glory to the Lord. Giving glory to the Lord. Anytime he sees Sarah, he just says, yes, he sees Sarah. Giving glory to the Lord. Nobody talk about this. Isaac will come from your belly. Giving glory to the Lord. He was just worshiping God. And the barrenness left. Barrenness left. Sometimes when we read, we think it's only faith. It was not only faith. Sometimes we think it's only prayer. It was not just prayer alone. It was praise. Read it if you go to in your quiet time because of time. Read it. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He said he gave glory. While he was giving glory, God said, I know that this my servant believed me, and God did it. Finally, when do I provoke God? When? And the answer here is anytime. Anyhow, anywhere, anytime, anyhow, anywhere, and then I add again, even now. So you can praise God, anywhere. Eh? They arrest you, praise him. Eh? Trouble come, praise him. Anytime, whether it is good or it is not good, do what?
Praise him.
Sir, probably you have not heard. When I came here, it was so difficult. I cannot, there are some problems you see, you don't know how to pray again. When you speak in tongues, it will end. Thank God, as one of my sister here is here. I disturbed them for 1 month. I will sing from night, sing till daybreak. I pray less. That's how this church came back to life. So as I'm telling you, God has given us a life. We got to this 2 million naira somewhere. And I'm trusting God that if God still permits that gathering of eagles should be held in Christ for the world mission, we'll go to a permanent site. Then you will not have any trouble at all. You'll do everything free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding me? Praise Him, you will see the unthinkable. Praise Him. Don't be afraid. Praise Him. I've seen it. I'm telling you what God is doing. I was wondering when they told me 2 million naira. Eh? Even the offering. Sorry, I'm not disgracing my people. God has been blessing them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Out of nowhere, God made a way for us. So praise Him anyhow. Praise Him anyhow, anywhere, even now. Praise Him anytime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Somebody say better. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share this story with you. God opened my eyes. I was surprised. And if you want to learn it now, learn it. There were 4 brothers or 4 children of Jacob. If you have read that story, that were cursed. Genesis 49, they were cursed. One of them was Reuben, slept with his father's wife. Simeon and Levi, they went and burnt the city down, and the father was not happy. Then Judah, who was supposed to be the seed bearer, the king maker, also committed incest. And according to Deuteronomy chapter 23, Deuteronomy 32, from verse 2, he said any bastard should not enter the congregation of the Lord. So the power for him to produce king was taken away from him. Now, what surprised me was that Judah's name is called Praise. Amen?
Amen.
Judah's name is called Praise by interpretation. So, one would have expected that Judah will manifest praise so that prophecy or that curse will be cancelled. But he did not do it. He failed to do it. Maybe he was out of guilt, he could not do it. Now, this is what God told me. That Reuben ended small because he did not discover the wisdom. But that look at Levi, who also was cursed. The scripture says, immediately Moses gave an announcement. Who is on the Lord's side? You remember that scripture? Levi migrated. He was among the idol worshippers. And immediately he came to Moses. A new scepter was given to him to be a praise worshipper. Are you understanding me? His course was canceled. His course was canceled. Thank you so much. All right. His course was canceled. Left with 3 of them. Reuben, Simeon. The Bible says, because he was blessed, Judah was blessed by his father. Blessed by his father, though a curse was still on his head because of that incest, he could not make a king, any king any longer. So what happened was that he enlarged quite well. He succeeded in conquering nations, getting a lot of plots, but he could not make a king. Now, this is what happened. Simeon discovered that there is something about Judah, and that was praise. He came and entered under his umbrella. If you read the Bible very well, I don't have time. I will have quoted some scriptures for you to go and read. After entering under the umbrella of Simeon, listen, the Bible says Judah, Simeon started enlarging. And because of that, he was free from the curse of his father. Now, how did Judah free himself? How did he come out? If you read Matthew chapter 1 from verse 1, the Bible says, many generations passed. Now, to the third generation, after the third generation, David came on board. He knew very well that there was a cause that nobody can become a king. So what he did was he manufactured her. Nowhere in the Bible you see where any of them manufacture her among the children of Israel. Highest you will hear is a tambourine. He manufactured her and went into the wilderness and started praising God. So he tuned the mind of God from the palace of Saul back to the wilderness. Are you understanding me? Now, when he carried him from that place, Saul started making mistakes. And immediately Saul made a mistake, he was removed. Because what God was looking for at that time was somebody to praise him. And the Spirit of God went down to the wilderness and dwelt with him. One day he became mad. Saul became mad. Somebody suggested in chapter 15 or 16. I say, we have somebody that can praise God until madness leave. That's the only mercy we can give you, sir. Can you just suggest for us to bring him? He said, no problem, go on, brother. And immediately they brought David. He was a praiser in the palace. Right from that day, the throne was given back to Judah. What am I trying to say? I'm saying that if there is any existing curse around your family, go to praise. Tune to the realm of praise. And those curses will be translated to a blessing upon your life.
Yeah.
Let's be on our feet. Aka Akaya. Aka Jehovah Nememba. Sing with me. Listen, that is a phone I want to raise. I want to raise for. Wait. I want to raise a fund for the account of heaven, account of champions, and account of your own life. Amen. I'm not asking you for money now. This fund is a praise fund. How do I call it? Shout it louder. Let me hear you. We are going to sing as never before. We are going to raise it up. Aka Akaya. Aka Jehovah Nememba. Owe Bubeya. Hele